Maybe I can read some nice news, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
Would you like that? This is a very nice report, Srila Prabhupada, from Peru. Dr. Kapoor, so anyone would fall in love with it at first sight. This is the new edition of 10th Panel that has just come out.
15 pictures.
Yeah. It's time for demonstration from the very beginning.
I think you have said one of the publishers in the
country. Yeah, these are Spanish publications. We were just reading. These are the books that they were distributing. They were talking about Krishna's book in Spanish.
Mm.
Three parts.
Mm.
There's also a Spanish movie that came.
Which language is very competitive to 2016? French?
Well, it's 27 languages. French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch. Swedish.
How did you start out with it?
No, gradually, one by one. Which is our case? He's in geography, translating upon it easier. Which language is it?
Russian
language. He speaks in some of those countries already.
Now, by the way, he's in Arabic also.
Arabic. He's just kind of Chinese, Japanese. And this is 27 languages.
One by one that they heard.
Some are doing, of course, German, Spanish, French, Portuguese. Italian, these are main languages, and Hindi. These books are going quicker to
translation.
Should I finish reading this report to you, Bella?
Spanish.
There's another report from Africa. Should I read it? It says the Sankirtan movement in the Dark Continent. This was written by Jalakar and Shamlal. Shamlal is a Bengali devotee, Srila Prabhupada. You may remember him from Calcutta. He's gone to Africa to preach, and he and this other boy, Jalakar, traveled together all over Africa.
What's progress?
What, Srila Prabhupada?
Yesterday,
some common element that we are.
So,
okay.
Dalmia was here, Ram Krishna Bajaj, Shima Narayan, and some gentleman from Oroville Society was here to see.
Hmm.
I think they were participating in that conference.
Yes, there was an invited answer. I couldn't come because of the bad deal.
Dr. Kapoor could not attend. His wife was very ill, he said.
Hmm.
He couldn't attend the conference. Shrutana, maybe you should rest now a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
I should have been for the rest of it.
I'm tired.
Would you like to take some nice pomegranate juice? Very good.
Any difficulties? It's a gradual recovery, Srila Prabhupada. We can't expect suddenly, you know, that overnight there's a recovery. But I feel finally that we've understood a little bit what has been the difficulty. I really think this Kaviraj has had a little understanding like that. And, you know, I think that this Ayurvedic medicine can affect a gradual change for the better. Let us try. We're trying now. We are patient. If you will be patient also, then I think we'll see a good change. Is that all right?
What can we do?
Do you feel better, Srila Prabhupada?
No, not yet.
Any more strength?
No, but the strength is not supposed to come yet.
No?
You shouldn't expect strength yet. Because strength can't come unless you eat. There's no reason for him to feel strong because he isn't eating it. The Kaviraj explained that in order for Prabhupada to be able to eat, first of all, the liver and the kidneys have to be properly feel them. And then automatically there'll be appetite. And if there's appetite, then probably